Before the dinner, we would be having a cake with that.
Good morning, my name is Victor Mr. Sugar, I'm the president of the United States Committee. Morning, everybody. It's Mo Hussein from PNG.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon from Parliament.
One set of two, 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 two
in the industry to
created in the last month or so, our mandate, the employment that we have created, the salary, the wages that we pay for special employees, which are people with disabilities, included in the health of the 19-year-old. Additionally to that, we earn interest on our core accounts, our current accounts that we have with our financial institution, based on the table of balance that we put in the bank. We've earned interest of about 30 million rand. If I go for operating expenditure, the first three items, which is allowing for authority ministries, allowing for debt repayment, as well as internet losses and depreciation for repayment, those are our accounting entries, book entries, which provisions and automatic allocation of expenses in line with accounting standards that govern transporting and financial accounting facilities of energy. Employee costs are at 22 million rand, which is a support function that supports the management as well as operating operations of the entity. General expenses are normal, the financial year, the financing payments have gone down, we have enough our special allocated fleet, and most of those leads assets and products of the latest cancer reduction in our history. And our cash is available, and there are hundreds of the balance sheets that are kind of an edge for you at the future. Just quickly, our financial performance for the first quarter is an H1 expenditure in comparison to the budgeted expenditure for the equity, and we covered the period up until 31 July 2017, so it's common. On revenue, we have a budget of 37 million rand, and the H1 expenditure that we generated in terms of revenue, 100 million rand. And this is primarily due to the behavior of production process in terms of the timing of delivery for our customers. Cost of sales are used for our revenue and the sales of the rate also for our cost of sales. The other income share relates to the subsidy or the operational subsidy that I need to receive from National Treasury. And the actual expenditure reported that at the end of July was 38 million rand, that was a budget of 53 million rand. The funding is received quarterly, and depends the expenditure is received on a quarterly basis. And the 38 million rand reflects an important allocation of the allocation. However, the budget is based on a monthly basis. And if you look at our financial performance for the end of July, we are showing a budget of 4 months in whatever is doing the current funding received for 3 months. On operating expenditure, we have a budget of 8 million and we've only spent 4 million rand. And this is mainly due to positioning in our support function. Conditions that are already budgeted, approved, which have not been paid, which are in the process of being, this is highly different in terms of when we plan to give these conditions and they don't have continued. So that's the summary share of our financial performance.
Now, You only opened up 2015, and I don't understand you talking about old equipment. From 2015 to now, it's 2 years. I can't understand equipment can be so old in 2 years that, you know, in 2017 you replacing the list of 4 million after your initial work was from 6 to 6. If you can just clarify that to me, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Let me welcome the presentation and expression of values coming from oversight in the priesthood. One thinks differently in the document. I'm saying that there's no sentiment. So I will try to maybe firstly to commend the department for the intervention of the office as well. But then to also, when we talk about the FDP, to say that there is a particular dynamic where the non-profit organizations that have been providing these services, most of them, the people with disabilities, at least in three instances, so when you give us this feeling, then I say, but it does not put faith on you. This is why. This is much better than what happens on your side. Maybe we need to, in your check, request that the department does a much more in-depth study of what it happens. The Honourable Louis in the Mandate, who is a driver in the NPOP, is raising this question, where he's saying to one, are we as a state really responding to the need? And we know that work is and these people are denied. That's my first comment. That we are asking the department if they can present to us the extent of the problem of people with disabilities in the extent of the challenge that we are facing with regard to creating sustainable and decent employment for people with disabilities. Because this important. My second one is, I read that there are challenges in the trade union, that some of the trade unions are now saying that the Department of Labor has to step up in terms of the legislation of trade unions, because there is a shift from trade unions in taking care of their members to ensuring that the union bosses benefit salvation. Is the Department of Labor doing anything about this? That there are some unions in Cusato that are, for example, saying that that's the meeting that happens in that country, that are saying that no, you need to be tighter in terms of the legislation. Is there any thought within the department where you look at your APD and tightening that so that trade unions are really there to protect the rights of the people? My third and final question would be, Chair, related to the statistics that we are provided by statistics with regard to the number of unemployed people does not include people in SME and entrepreneurs. Now, these are key drivers of any economy, both in the developed and developing countries. in your report you are saying nothing about how you are protecting the rights of those who are engineers and those who are operating companies. I think that with the route that we are going in terms of the global economic development, it has become necessary that we look at that. Because I become an entrepreneur, I operate informally, I employ people, and I exploit them. Talking about that exploitation, my final question is, are you doing anything meaningful about workers who are employed as casual laborers? There is a lot of exploitation. I just read an article. There is one company that has a labor broker, employs people, and pays them 56 rand per day. That's below, if I have it right, the minimum wage. And this was also raised at the National Committee. Now, that's uppermost in our mind, I'm saying, are there strategies in the Department of Labor to address those challenges that casual labor?
Thank you for listening. And let me also say, you know, welcome to the meeting. And I just want to raise a few issues for you here. On slide number 9. You know, SDG and the team, this is one of the critical methods that is to assist those who are under the financial society. But I'm worried when I look at the financial performance. Let this SDE become one of the SOEs, like your notorious FAA, where you need exams from time to time. Let's, I'm worried that you do not go, you know, that route, you know, despite the challenges. So you need to really meet it in the past. And, you know, your financials must really demonstrate fiscal discipline, despite the challenges. You may not be looking for profits, but at least one thing for money. And that to me is a concern on one decision. So possibly for the nature like that in class, because literally it was an area that needs data from time to time. So something that is unacceptable. Having said that, I want to suggest the following to you, Mr. President. If we look for instance at slide number 9, you have indicated interventions that you want to put in place to deal with the with the cross loss that you suffered in the previous financial year. I welcome those interventions. You want to get appointment of directors, deputy directors, and business development. Now, if I'm correct, I have learned that the director is appointed already, but what needs to be appointed is two deputy directors, right? Now, we currently have open-ended. Before we do, can you tell us in this meeting, what is the timeline? You know, we need a timeline because we sit with institutions for yourself, they are given undertakings, and we pick up that those undertakings, they become a talk show. 6 months down the line, the coast are still not built, and we pick up those shocking numbers. I would want you to tell us here and now the timeline. When do you, again, if you go to slide number 20, if you look at the performance, 2017-2018, if you look at the first quarter 1.1 provides work opportunity for certain disability. Let's pause there. Here is my question. Your target was achieved, 47 jobs were created. Your target was 25 and you created 47 jobs, commendable. But I want to know what type of jobs that is. Are they permanent jobs or are they temporary jobs? We need to know. And it's not clear from the presentation. The last one, sir, will be slide number 20. this is my belief, this is my frustration. I come from a very impoverished province, this country, and I know there is an SDG in this land. But, you know, it's not enough, but I understand it cannot be everywhere. But because it's a vast province and rural in nature, so I would want to see the development of labor, you know, running, you know, awareness programs. People should know that it's a theory. Funding them and institutions, but people don't know how they affect it. For instance, in the old target, in visiting special schools, the old target was not achieved. You visit the first schools. But in that particular course, they said it was simplified. Now, I'm not to confine it to school, but I want to suggest that you must find a way and be innovative. How do you reach out to rural communities so that people would know that there is an SDG for disabled people? And I'm sitting here now, you know, we may be the best of you that know about the existence of people. The people on the ground in rural constituencies who are, you know, disabled, but they are illiterate, they can't access this information. You need to reach out to the community. This is who we are, this is what we do. So you need to have programs that speak to that. And I think one issue that I said, Chair, through you, Chair, that PG, this SDG cannot die, but I'm worried about the financial government, that they are want to see that when we sit around the table, we have them, the children and teacher, and that the intervention is proposed.
To state what the project cannot be, you know,
they beg the question, is this worthwhile? Is it worthwhile for the amount of money that is being spent? And that is purely from a financial, not from the aspect that we have raised regarding the sentiment involved. I think this has been clearly differentiated between the two. If a presentation comes here in this manner, as I say, strategic plan, cut and paste type of thing, then the impression I get people that are tied to the top who should be leading the program really are not committed to the cause. And if we are not going to be committed to the cause, then it tells a lot about we know what happened at Kaohsiung.
The public employment service has spoken that it has sensible linkages with the business community. We actually provide funding to a number of agencies, the business for the bar, and the agents for the bar,
another so that they can begin to have programs that will assist them beyond what the supported employment end of the season. We know that that document in the ocean, I think that the country of the society should actually be quite a lot of work. And that is why we stress the point that the people of the entities that we have in the department, even though there's an expectation that they must generate, but for us, the overall purpose is the social sense that we get from this program. We were debating at some point that given the fact that we're not generating enough profit from the activity, what would happen if this practice was closed? This is a point that all of the members of the group have raised. So there are two things that will happen. One, it will completely destroy the employees that we have, because they rely not only on the amount that we do, the money that we give them, but the value that and the dignity that is provided to them, because they wait having the money. And this, the people who were talking about the very people say that sometimes it's even they are sick. They still want to go to work. Because to them sitting at home, just their Saturdays, they are the families that are sitting to them. And remember, these are not just your physical disabled people. The majority of them have mental disability. And they need to be engaged all the time. And I think this provides that. And that's why we want to make sure that in almost every problem, there's some degree of assistance that is provided to disabled people through the work of this project. So we will provide that assistance and in depth look at the challenges that we're experiencing and what is it that we do or what we have to do to deal with the challenges. Despite the fact that we have enough legislative framework in place to guide even other entities or other companies to be able to deal with disability in the country, but we don't seem to be making them in single. The issue raised by the union with regard to the regulation of a more stringent registration services for union. We wanted to improve it. And one of the biggest problems that we currently face in the part of the union are concerned is the need for them to provide assistance to their members at a shop floor level. The work that is done at the shop floor. And also the need for them to operate as business entities. And that is a problem that we face. And closing the gap, it becomes a challenge, because all of a sudden the unions are now employers of their own. And at the same time they have to provide a service. And in terms of dealing with the non-compliance with the law that shop stewards and general workers are truly services. Now, when the other side of business, the business side that when that side does not work or does not achieve what is intended to achieve, then you have a throw over from the normal general work of the union. Now you have money being moved from this area to this area to that area to this area. I can tell you that an example of number of unions that the Register of Labor unions have put into either administration or as an attempt to deregister those programs, because they do not do things in accordance with their own constitution. And the Bill of the things that we don't judge on any other thing other than the constitution that is provided to us, that there will be X, Y, and Z. And when they are audited and they found that they have not done what they are supposed to do, the register then interacts with them and say, this is an X, Y, and Z, and this is the consequence of your faith as a union and as a federation. So the regular interaction, and in the new, in the proposed amendment here on the labor day, there's a provision there which says that the, now the register will be able to even issue some legal instrument, whether it's a compliance order or something, that will be it's cooked rather than only we can tell the farmer with other than the letter that the register normally has to do. So that one will tell the farmer with as it will be equivalent to what inspectors issue a company to not comply with the law. So if that if that is included in the law, we hope that when that is brought to Parliament, it will be supported by members of Parliament as well. So that we can in some way have a, other than taking companies to court or taking a union to court, we can have some intermediate kind of an instrument that we can use, which will deter them from not complying with their own constitution. So already we're tightening the regulation. Another point that was raised, remember, is that specifically the data that they publish does not include the protection of rights, especially of those employees who work in the work for small medium enterprises. Well, what we do as a department to supplement what specifically publish? A document called Labor Bulletin. The Labor Bulletin, purpose is to provide more meat to the raw data that they often send out. We give our own perspective of the data in terms of what is happening in the labor market. So we do provide that. And I know that this time you ask the minister to update the document. So we can make copies available to the honorable members. But we also, in addition to that, also publish a document that we call Inner Transaction Report, which details everything that happens in the labor market, the price and how they contribute. And then we provide our own analysis to the situation as well. But the most importantly, when it comes to SMEs, we interact with SMEs on a regular basis. And I think what helps now is that we have a department of small business, which helps us to move and participate. For instance, we have a program with them which assists to assist an informal traders to transition from informal to formal. So what is it that they would need to be able to make that transition? So we're currently working with the Department of Small Business to realize that. I will do anything meaningful about workers who are employed or treasurers. The honorable members would realize that if the last amendment that we need in both the Labour Relations Act and also the Internal Discipline Legislation sought to provide legal coverage to employees that were sought from labor workers. And the normal thing is now that the fact that your services were sought from labor workers doesn't necessarily mean that your employer is a labor worker. And there's a legal judgment that has to come. And one of the members remember a minister, a recent Labour Party document where minister a company to Labour Party court and they won. It's possible that the Labour Party may appeal, but at least we have tested the provision of the law and they were found to be in accordance with the constitution. So that's legal part. And employees who feel that they are being the provision in the law that they can then approve the system internally so that the system may be able to fix them. What the environment division is making that is saying, the fact that the services are assured through a labor program does not necessarily mean that we should be paid less than any other employee who services are assured differently from yours. So the concept of frequency for labor compulsory is in the law precisely to deal with cases like this. And the third thing is that it is service where people are exposed to this, they're not supposed to be part of the labor. And we are different to take their cases to a and of course, we know that in certain cases, they are earning less than what is prescribed in the sexual definition. We want to know that so that we can do something. With regards to the finances of the FDP, the Department of Labor will not allow this entity to collapse. Because of its important role that it plays in saying that the disabled people that you also equal members of the philosophical society in the highest way. And we understand the challenges that actually provide that platform, that environment, for you to be able to contribute. So we're working very closely but we want to make sure that and we were saying, even though there's no pressure on them to generate profit, we would be happy if they take it. So that we don't, so that we're able to expand and other offices and other different provinces, not only one but two. So we whatever we're doing now is to make sure that we realize that we spoke about having the facilities that want to the work that they do, understanding the environment that they operate under, that they don't operate for the normal facilities. Because the type of people that work there, we have to be sensitive to the environment and their needs. And I can tell you that Honorable Secretary and members, that there are times when we don't have protection at all. We don't have protection at all. We think that we want best control to make our decisions. But we didn't know our finger on this, Honorable Secretary. The 45 jobs that they provided were permanent jobs. These are permanent jobs. Whenever we talk about increasing job opportunities and absorbing people who are having to come in. I take that point and I think the point on the increasing awareness is very, very important. The fact that they have not even visited the 25 special schools that they went to do this is something that we spoke about and we said to them, we need to see it is at the end of the financial year. You've been to one of the schools, and like you were saying, a lot of people go beyond that. Responded to the issue raised by Honorable Gauta on the bell edition time of this. We need to provide a report that gives that sense that value for the money that is spending from the government towards the public employment enterprise. I want to talk about the involvement manner of the Alpha. We are at a stage where we are going to engage the political community. We have engaged with officials in the different provinces. Remember, what we don't want to do is we don't want to open the sector and we don't get support from the Department of Health locally, the Department of Fishery, and other government parties. So that sector has a constant stream of workers coming in so that those workers are constantly engaged. So in terms of putting a tax in there, we will do so. But we also need to make sure that there will be less for the materials. So we are on track by the consent, and we're hoping that before the end of this financial year, this 2017-18, we will come to the point where we say we are starting to accept it. And that's what we're doing.
Because we have a solid. Commission and some controversy about the agreement. One is no more in India than the case of establishing manufacturing in Kumananga, Erdi, Hong Kong, in the Secretary of the Russian Federation Program in Rome, and Amas. There are two countries in the UK. You might know the one in Iceland, and the other one in Marketing, there are a couple of countries kind of for 30 days, applications of federal agreement. And there are some markets in the UK to cooperate with NGOs, the UK. Because the major problem is the state of the funding side. Is what the need over the infrastructure that exists in the form of such as supplies, i.e., which is a carbon color for the potential, carbon color for the bias that we have in every area. So that the expansion of the energy over the bias, the bomb of the Malaya, is not the creation of the Russian government, but the combined with the Kingdom of the so that over the international utilizes the facilities in the form of the currently lying for productive purposes. After all, the return of the with regard to the digital training, there are problems with regard to establishing the training economy in the community. Of course, the budget that will still be utilized to launch our training economy.
Thank you. And you require all the role of the company, but
fact is
Thank you. Come over.
If you are interested in yeah. I guess they
could start. Get my friends on the next
Can we look at the minute?
of October. In between, because of their program, we'll also be having an annual report there from the department. So that's what basically would be in our program as a committee in the fourth quarter in particular. For health, sorry. Thank you very much.
Can I just plead with the members to bear with us? We're supposed to have FA tourism tomorrow. Because of Tourism Month, they communicated to us some time ago, pleading that we check, that we reschedule. And we negotiating the circle, but the liaison officer is no longer there. So if I can, I will speak to the DG now, immediately after the meeting, to try and confirm for DG, for Derko to do their presentation tomorrow. But we'll let you know before closing the meeting.